And that was a great response. Thank you. I know that many of you, and hopefully all of you, are watching this online. Those of you that were able to make it and connect. Seems the technology, even though we're getting through some glitches here, as you may have noticed, you've been watching since 10 o'clock or before, but I think we've worked through them. But I'll say this, we are blessed to be in the house of the Lord today. When I say it, when I'm looking for an amen, we have a skeleton crew here, but we are ready to worship. I'm going to need an amen back from you guys and girls. Can we say amen, first of all?
Amen.
Amen. We are in the house of the Lord to worship. It's the Lord's day. It's the Lord's house. And the most important thing is, regardless of who's in this building, is the presence of the Lord is here. Amen?
Amen.
It's just like in the days of the temple. The people didn't go up for any other reason than to worship God. It wasn't a show. It wasn't a broadcast. It was simply honoring God with our voices and with word and song. So that's why we're here today. So if you're at home, we ask you, as you would normally do, please stand. We will have the words for you on the board behind me. So we ask you to worship along with us. Worship in spirit and in truth. Here we go.
Grace, this is unfailing love that you would take my place.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God.
saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing yours. He willed my shield and portion as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed. Shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be. His mercy reigns unending.
unending love, amazing grace. Such words of comfort that we can praise God and sing of His unending love. In times of uncertainty, we can cling to Him. We can trust Him. We can know that He is the God of all. It's written in His Word that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. I just want to pray that all of us would be comforted by these words and know that God is a God of His Word. He is a God of strength. He is a God of His promises to those who are in covenant to Him. And we can pray to Him and we can declare His Word over us. Come on, amen. This is a time that you need to find your voice. It's been said so many times from this house that you need to find your voice. And in these times, we need to prophetically declare who our God is. We need to prophetically declare His promises and His protection and His healing. This is a time to find your voice. And even though you're in your house this morning and in your homes, you can still declare the Word of God. Declare the Word of God over your loved ones. Declare the Word of God over your home. Declare the Word of God over the region and over the nation and over the world. It's time to declare that God is our healer. He is the God of the storm. He is the God who heals. This is not a time to be afraid. This is not a time to back down and hide. This is a time to declare and make prophetic declaration who our God is. We need to speak to the fears. And His perfect love casts out all fear. And I declare and decree the love of God over this region and over this nation and over the world. God, we just thank You that we can trust You. God, I thank You for challenging us in areas we're finding out where we're not so strong and so sturdy, and we're finding out what we really rely on. Some of us may even be becoming irritated with the things that are going on. But what a fantastic time to focus on Jesus, to focus on who He is in our lives. And God, I pray that as we're being shaken a little bit, if you will, that God, we would turn to You and allow You to establish that trust and put those gemstones in our foundation, that we are a strong people. This is time for the people of God to rise up, not bow down and worry. It's time to rise up and declare who Jesus is. So God, we thank You for such times, and this is a time for the church to shine. It's a time for us to come into His presence and hear His voice and to convey His love to others, to extend a hand to others. So God, we thank You, Lord. We just thank You, Jesus.
Blue,
just ask for forgiveness, God, where this virus came from, where it was, let's just say, where it originated. And God, we ask for forgiveness for such practices and the way that it was unleashed in the world. And God, we would just ask that you would send fire down from heaven to roast out this virus in Jesus' name, that it would fall to the ground and die just as quickly as it rose up, that it will fall to the ground under the power of God. Lord, we ask right now as well that you would be with our president and cabinet members and our governmental leaders, God, that you would give them wisdom in the decisions that they need to make, God. And I pray, God, that you would protect them. I ask, God, that you would protect our family members and our loved ones that are older and compromised, God. And we just pray your protective hand over them, Lord, that they would not worry. But God, even in this time, that those that do not know you, God, that there would be such a move of God in their hearts, Lord, that they would realize and understand, God, that they need a Savior, that they need Jesus, that they need a comforter, that they need a healer, that there's something greater that they can call out to, God. And I'm asking, Lord, for such a move of salvation in this world right now. We say that what the enemy intended for evil, God will use for good. And we ask, God, that you would extend your mercy to the nations, God. Lord, we just thank you that we can say that God is bigger than that. God is bigger than all of this. So may you be comforted this morning as we have sang worship songs and we're going to hear the word. We would continue to stay in the word and continue to trust the Lord. Amen. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. And we just ask, God, that it would go into every home this morning. That you would just bring a comfort and a peace, Lord. And we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to say good morning to everyone at home. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that all of you are well. And we just thank God. We just thank God for the opportunity to come into His presence. We thank you for technology. We thank you that in this day and age we may be set apart for a time or the distancing that we're supposed to practice, but yet we can be interconnected because of technology. Amen. Yes. And we just thank the Lord for that. I'm going to be reading in Luke chapter 13, 1 through 5. Luke chapter 13, 1 through 5. There were present at that season, some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. God, we thank you for your word. And I pray, God, that as it goes forth this morning, God, that you would just come into our hearts and bring us comfort. But yet, God, put a word in our heart and in our mouth to declare and decree over our nation and over this world. I ask, God, and declare your word that it will accomplish its intended purpose. So, God, we love you and we praise you, Jesus. Amen.
All right, we good?